Hello, this is Mary Schaefer. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And today, February 17th, I'm here to talk about how leadership is love. Now, the other day, I was talking to a colleague about why it seems so difficult for some leaders or others in authority at work to see employees as human and treat them as humans. And it compelled me to connect leadership with love. And given this Valentine's Day this week, I decided it was the perfect time to go public with this. Now, the example we were talking about was about a manager that I was coaching who had inherited an employee who was clearly not a fit for a position she had been shoehorned into. The employee knew it, her manager, my client knew it, and the employee needed to find another position within the company or move on. And it was increasingly painful for them both as they continued to suffer from her non-performance and insecurity. Now, the issue for me was that the quote-unquote powers to be, and yes, I am being cryptic on purpose, they had yet to craft and finalize a letter to this effect in the appropriate language, which I can only assume would limit liability. They had been working on this, or should I say, not working on this, for 4 months, and my client and her employee really couldn't proceed as they needed to without it. Now, every time my client called them, they acknowledged it was not difficult or time-consuming, but there were just more pressing issues before getting this letter done. Well, not for my client and her employee. And now, as a former HR manager, I found out sort of by accident that I tend to have a different perspective on this. Instead of leaving those I serve hanging, I often deliberately made the choice to assess my options and, whenever possible, do what I could so those persons are not leaving work with a knot in their stomach or suffering a great heaviness in their heart or possibly losing sleep. Now, unfortunately, all leaders aren't built this way. They allow their challenges and choices to result in unnecessary discomfort for the people they serve. Now, my conclusion is that true character-based leadership is love. You can say I'm really talking about compassion, empathy, or thoughtfulness, but I say love, not the emotion, but love used as a verb. The Greeks called this type of love agape, which can be described as choosing what is right and best for the other person, rather than doing what you feel like doing. And it is about behavior, not feelings. Yes, it requires an open-heartedness. You can call that a feeling, but I suggest that to open your heart is a choice, too. Now, as a leader, are you willing to be open-hearted enough to allow yourself to see how your actions affect others, such as causing someone to lose sleep? What would it take for you to be open-hearted enough to feel the consequence of your choice? Now, whether you consider Valentine's Day personal, about romantic love, or a holiday contrived to make money, in this season of love, I ask you to consider, do you make the choice to lead with love? Again, this is Mary Schaefer. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.